At lunchtime on a Thursday afternoon, the farmer's market in downtown DeKalb is in full swing. With live music in the background, customers are checking out booths that offer everything from fresh vegetables and fruit to specialty bread and flowers. The Windy Acres Farm out of Geneva has a spot at this shrine to locally grown food. At this tent, you can get low-acid apples for $3.50 a pound. Homegrown zucchini will cost you $2 a piece. Windy Acres employee Jamie Srail says they do more than a dozen markets each week. She says as these events continue to pop up, the competition becomes fiercer.
You should really only have 2 to 3 produce people depending on the size of the market. And some of the markets are a little bit more than that, so that's probably our biggest thing. We have to compete with everyone else, and it brings the prices down.
It's not just price structures these vendors worry about. Elsewhere, people have expressed concern that some producers might be stretching themselves too thin by adding more and more markets to their schedule. Others say there's the possibility of a farmer's market glut that would strike an unhealthy balance with customer demand.
It certainly seems obvious to me that if every town has a farmer's market, eventually we're going to reach saturation. And I think towns are finding that. Some of the smaller markets are having real problems.
That's David Woodruff. He sells organic vegetables at the Woodstock Farmer's Market, which ranks among the best in the state. Sharon Davis of Crystal Lake is a regular shopper at this market. Davis says she finds herself facing greater competition on the customer side for the broccoli she so cherishes.
You have to get there so early, and people buy such big amounts, and I've seen people buy from the farmer's market who have restaurants, so they're buying mass quantities of things, and I'm just one person, so it's hard for the one person.
Other customers say all this growth is a good thing because it gives them more opportunities to develop relationships with local growers. Producer Troy Edmond says he loves the idea of connecting with more and more people who are interested in what he's selling. But he says you almost have to resist the temptation to become a major player on the scene.
You're almost forced to maybe get bigger, and that's not always the answer. You lose on quality. If I have to spend more time working more ground, I'm not focusing on presenting my product.
Smart growth is what Pat Steeren says is needed as these markets continue to spread across the state. Steeren heads the newly created Illinois Farmers Market Association, which offers guidance to those getting started.
When new markets call me, I tell them, you know, you just start small, and it's really based on the needs of your community.
Steeren says they're also trying to encourage more people to get into farming as a way to ensure there are enough producers to meet the current demand. One of the biggest things the association is watching is the threat of vendors who buy foods wholesale but present it as something that was grown locally.
That's really a consumer awareness issue, and we're looking at it, you know, from the state on, you know, that's really false advertising that you did not grow that.
Steeren says this highlights the need to get more community support for these markets because some of them don't have the manpower to police everything that's going on. Steeren says it's also why they hope to reach a statewide agreement on consistent regulations that would make sure this massive growth includes a common sense approach. I'm Mike Moen.